I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my eyes do see.
And my eyes do see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
My heart's connected.
My heart's connected.
And I'm getting it.
And I'm getting it.
This word,
this word
is for me. I want to take you on a little journey, and we're going to be visiting with Colossians chapter 1, and I'd like to kind of focus just a little bit on Paul's opinion of his people. So if you'll kind of peek at Colossians 1:1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother. So he's with Timothy. Then it says, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. So I wanted to make sure that we get this right. To the holy and faithful brothers in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New England, USA. Get the point? Mm-hmm. Not the sinners. Did you get it? Mm-hmm. See, we have such a carnal opinion of ourselves. And it's deception that we have lived in needs constant attention to awaken what we really have on the inside. And if you look at verse 19, which is where I'm going to try to press in that one verse, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You say, well, that's kind of cool. But I want to take you just a wee bit deeper. In verse 9 of chapter 2, it confirms it again. Chapter 2, verse 9. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Now you just take a gulp at that one. In our Lord Jesus Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead, the fullness of him who created all things, lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ. So that includes available for us, me, you. It's available. Now, how are you going to get there? If your unbelief is operating on a consistent basis, you'll probably do a couple of steps up that ladder, going up that mountain, and then fall on your face and say, oh, poor me, there's no way. Right? John 1:16. St. John chapter 1, verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Why does it say one blessing after another? Because it's one step after another, isn't it? There might be a few plateaus in your vision. And there might be a lunch waiting for you where there's table and chairs, but it's not done yet. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 1:23 says, Ephesians 1:23 says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Whew! So the byproduct of what's in you can spread. You're contagious. We talked about impartation a little bit earlier. You cannot give what you don't have. If you're full of indigestion and you start laying hands on people, you might give out some what? Got it? But if you're full of grace and favor and mercy, you're going to give out what? Whatever you're full of, right? Ephesians 4:13 says, and I would really like you to listen carefully about what this says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, if the fullness of God is in Christ, and now he's calling you to the same. How are you going to get there? One step at a time. There might be a few plateaus in your life, but you know, I think we rely so much on self-defense to try to fit in or make ourselves holy. If you go back, you'll understand that God was on the job with his Son to release to us what we needed. Colossians 1:19, last verse, Colossians 1:19. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. All his fullness to dwell in him. That's the first verse I gave you, isn't it? What is it for? To reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or things in the heavens, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Then he goes, verse 21, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds. Oh, there's your mentality. You were enemies where?
In your mind.
Yeah. See, if you were to have an apple tree and make an awesome apple pie and then present it to your friends as peach, what would you say when you took a bite? Kind of a stupid mistake, isn't it? Why are you calling this apple? And that's where our mind is. Our mind is focused on the brokenness of humanity, and our heritage is from those that were broken. So if broken and broken continues, what do you get for results? More broken. You can call it what it is, but in reality, without the blood of the Lamb washing away your sin and my sin and changing our mentality about ourselves, we're going to put that next generation in the same spot. Because we're going to be declaring into them the same mistakes that were done in us. As I was pondering on this today, I was running across a teaching that was given by a beautiful lady that loves the Lord. And she said, why did the Israelites have to stay 40 years in that stupid desert, going from one place to the other? Because they refused to change their mentality. And the Lord had to wait for a whole new generation, because he was dealing with yo-yos who wouldn't allow their mind to be changed. Has anything changed? Do you ever get upset about your mind and your emotions ruling over you? I have. I'm better at overcoming now than I was years ago. I see the difference. But I'll be honest with you, it still tries to creep up. As I was trying to allow Irene to get up after she fell down those stairs, you see, at one time I wouldn't have been able to move her because I would have been thinking. And my thinking would have said, call 911, don't touch her. Because I've been trained by the world. Boy, that was a weak amen. I've been trained by the world.
Amen.
So have you. But if the Holy Spirit is greater than the world, he can overrule the world. He can overrule what happened. The darkness was trying to shut down this weekend. Yeah. Now, I don't give him any praise, but I also am not blind. And I'm not deaf and dumb. And I can say, no way are you stopping this progress. When I left the house, as I was driving out of the garage, there was a couple of thoughts that tried to come in. You shouldn't be leaving. And I could go blankety blank blank blank. And I'm not going to repeat the thoughts because they were all from darkness. Did I call to see how she was doing? Yes, I did. Did I tell you about it? No, I didn't. Because you know why? The Lord said his angels were on the job. I don't need you and angels too. They were already doing their job. I could either have confidence in their ability or yours and mine. There are times the Lord's going to have you go through whatever you need to go through and shut your mouth and trust them. And that's harder than advertising, I have a prayer request. I learned that 3 years ago. I was installing a new shower in my washroom. And in my garage, where the hood of the car goes, I have a shelf. It's waist high, so roughly 48 inches. Okay, maybe a little higher. And it's a platform. And it's there for storage for suitcases and whatever else that I need to have a place to put away. Well, believe it or not, I lost my balance, missed the step on the step ladder, and fell backwards on the cement. My whole body went down. I'm laying on the ground, and I know that there was an angel that prevented me from breaking every bone in my back. Because I had tools all over the floor. Okay? And the Lord said, are you okay? And I said, yes, I am. He said, that's fine. Go forward slowly. So I moved my legs and the legs worked. I moved my arms and the arms worked. Well, that's good news. There was soreness in my spine. And I heard, now push yourself up and sit. So I sat. And I've been praying in the spirit because my brain was trying to do all the natural things like yell for help. Well, what good would it do if I'm okay? Attract attention? Having my wife yell at me because I didn't ask for help? Well, she would. That would be her first reaction. What are you doing? What did you do to yourself? I don't need that.
Amen.
Okay? Because she would have been in total. And do you know what? To this day, she still doesn't know this happened. None of her business. It was between me and the Lord. I came to church and, oh, I should ask for people to lay hands. And the Lord said, are you going to trust me? I said, yes. He said, are we in this together? I said, yes. Is my fullness in you by faith? Oh. So I had an argument with this scripture. Am I holy? Well, it's either my opinion or his word. Which am I going to go with? I have a choice, right? I says, I'm holy, Lord. He says, good. Then you're healed too, aren't you? Yes. 2 Peter, right? 1 Peter 2:24. Is it a reality? He said, how are you going to get it? By faith? Yes, okay. So thank you, Lord. I'm healed. So I walked around every time I moved something that was a little sore. I said, thank you, I'm healed. I would say that the pressure in my spine was approximately maybe 7 to 10 days. I had no disability of any kind. And my soul kept saying, you should get an ice pack. You should get, and I said no. I think I took maybe a couple of Buffrins. That was about it. Just to allow the swelling to go down the first night. Because there was swelling. Why keep it a secret? He said, the reason I'm asking you to trust me is so that you can teach that they have an opportunity to trust as well. It's a choice we make. And am I saying that this is for everybody every time? No way. I'm not giving you an example to follow. I am giving you what he asked me to do because of my circumstances. So, there are times that he's also said, call for help. See, don't regiment what you're taught as a legal new law. Because you're going to go from one set of laws to another set of laws. I am saying, be obedient to what he's asked you to do. Close your eyes right now. Say, I want to be obedient, Lord.
I want to be obedient, Lord.
But I need grace.
But I need grace.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Because I'm made in his image.
Because I'm made in his image.
And I'm preparing,
and I'm preparing
this temple,
this temple
for the fullness of the Father,
for the fullness of the Father
to manifest himself in me. I am more than what people see. Because the fullness of my Father
has room in me
to keep spreading. And it will continue
to spread through me
and touch others. Because that's what the game is for. Papa's taking over the earth.
We've been crying out.
Our Father,
who
art in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come in this earth.
Your kingdom come and establish
into this body
the fullness of the Son.
Because when I get the fullness of the Son,
I get the fullness of the Papa.
And the Holy Spirit
will have a party.
Because he loves me.
And he's telling me.
And speaking to me.
To obey.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Verse 9 of chapter 2. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. Not with a circumcision done by hands of men, but with the circumcision done by the anointing. If you keep the word Christ there, you're going to think it's Jesus' last name. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Your trust is in him. Amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.
And worship Sunday is next Sunday.
Oh,
That's right. Boy, that's a... Yeah. I forgot the first was on Sunday. Cool. So it's Munchie Sunday, huh? That's cool.